Good morning, everyone. This is Anupriya Chaudhary, and you're listening to Mommy Tincture. This is day 22 of 365 days of gentle parenting. My God. So I have surpassed that 21 days of daily recordings. Not daily exactly. There have been days when I've clocked 2 days. But yes, still 21 days already done. It feels like an achievement. 365 days still looks like a far-flung target, but still 21 days is done, and that looks like I am getting somewhere with my challenge, my gentle parenting challenge. So a lot of my friends have come back to me asking that, why this public confession of, you know, having meltdown with your kids? And why did you have to do it in public with a podcast? And I have just one answer: to create accountability. So one is that I know that I have to tell the universe about how am I doing as a mother. And that's going to be, and that is a huge, huge accountability platform, because any times there have been instances wherein I might have shouted, but then I just stopped and reminded myself, wait, Anupriya, you have to tell the world about how you did today as a mother. So hold your horses. And that has helped me a lot. So yeah, the primary reason is to have an accountability, and there is a secondary reason, that's about, you know, getting into a practice of doing something daily. So I'm recording every day, I'm uploading it every day on my podcast channel, and I'm sharing it with a lot of my friends on a daily basis. So yes, that's also another kind of an experiment that I'm trying to see how consistency will help me create traction for my channel. And so primarily I am a content creator, right? So I had to somehow bring in my personal goals and my professional goals together, and what better than a podcast channel that gives an account of my real life challenges as a mother. So that's it about why 365 days of gentle parenting. And talking about my day yesterday, so I did tell you that now I've moved on to the recording schedule of recording during the mornings the subsequent day, because at night there is not one silent moment. Even now you might hear a couple of chirpings of birds, but then there is no other time slot wherein I can get even this much silence. So I'll come back to talking about my day yesterday. So I am a part of the admissions panels at my alma mater, and that's where I will be spending most part of my days for the next 15 days. And it's going to take up a lot of my bandwidth, because there are a couple of other very exciting things lined up when I do get busy. And this is almost the fag end of the academic year for the kids, so no pressure for studying actually. So the kids are having fun in their online classes. There is not much of a homework pressure. So I'm just making sure that they read for some time during the day, and then and the weather is still bearable to be able to play during the days outdoors. So I am not barring the kids from going out, because once it gets hot, they will not be able to go out themselves. And yeah, so I'm having a lot of meetings in person and online, and spending some 4 hours every day in the admissions panel interviewing kids, and that's where most of my time is going. So there's not much of a parenting update for today, except for one instance. So my little one, he's 5 years old, and while I was in my online session in the admissions panel, my mother-in-law, she asked him to come inside the home, and because it had been almost 4 hours that he had been playing outside, so my mother-in-law asked him to come inside, and he got irritated and pulled at her sari, and her sari tore off, and she came upstairs, opened the door and stood in front of me, and I was like, what happened? She was like, your son has torn my sari. And I looked at her and I just gave her a very sarcastic smile, saying, okay, so now he's my son. Usually he's your grandson. And then both of us had a hearty laugh because she realized what she had done. So what she had actually done was that because she was angry and she had to vent it off somewhere, she came and pouring her anger over me that my son had did something. And had done something, I'm sorry. And then it set me thinking, you know, so everything that happens these days, it sets off a trail of thoughts. And again, coming back to the anger management mechanism that Nikunj also displayed the other day, is the same thing that my mother-in-law did, because she also just came and tried to pour out her anger and put the responsibility of the reason for anger on someone else. So that's how we parents also do it. So whenever we are angry, whenever our expectations are not met, we try and find an outlet, a place wherein we can dump and our feelings, our emotions, and hold someone responsible. And most of the times for us mothers, because we are so tied up in our daily chores, that kids become the most sensitive spot, and that is something that we must not do, because kids don't even realize or don't even understand what exactly happened. Yes, they do something, but trust me, I have realized over the past weeks that if the kids knew what they were doing, they won't do it. And to reprimand them by way of lashing out at them and holding them responsible for our anger because something broke, because something got spoiled, it kills the spirit in the kids. It somewhere kills that one part of the kid that makes them free-spirited, fearless. And that is a very, very sad implication of us parents getting angry on our kids. So yeah, that's a happy realization to me, and I hope that I'm able to keep up my promise and I keep this perspective even in those moments when I get mad at my kids, or rather these days I would say when I want to get mad at my kids but somehow hold on to myself. I hope I can recall all of these words of wisdom even at that time. So that's about it from me. A couple of days from now are going to be very less on parenting snippets from my days, because I'm going to do a little less of parenting for the coming days. But what I am planning on doing is to talk about some books that I have read in the past and give you a book analysis or book review of sorts. so that you can also read these wonderful books. Well, that's it from my end. I am Anupriya Chaudhary and you are listening to Mommy Tincture. And this was day 21 of 365 days of gentle parenting.